Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews. We have a special movie for you today. If you are on our YouTube channel, you know the movie we are talking about. If you were lucky enough to see me in the theater a few days ago, day before yesterday, then you also know the movie I'm talking about. Now, what movie would that be? That would be the new film by Daniel Alexander Films. It is a tie-in to the whole Wizard of Oz stories, the L. Frank Baum stories, and specifically Return to Oz. If you have never seen it, it was a movie, I believe it came out in the 80s. I actually need to review it. I just saw it maybe a year or so ago. I just turned it on to watch it. I should have reviewed it. But this one is directly tied to that. So if you are familiar with Return to Oz, you are going to find something special here. If you are familiar with the original 14 books of L. Frank Baum. Now, yes, there were 14 books. Return to Oz, which became The Wizard of Oz, was only one of them. So he had 13 other stories having to deal with Oz. And that's where Return to Oz was inspired from. And that is what Gale is inspired from. Now, without spoiling anything, you know me, no spoilers ever. At the very end of this, it does say that Gale will return. Now, who is Gale? That we're going to kind of get a little bit more into that. So I don't want to, you know me, I won't spoil anything for you. But for those, like I said, for those familiar with the tale of Return to Oz and that watch the movie and know Mombi and the Wheelers and TikTok and all that. And no, I don't mean the social media app. I'm talking TikTok, the wind-up man. And if you're familiar with that whole thing of the story and you're familiar with Baum's original works, you are going to find something special here. Now, if you are not familiar with that, I highly advise that you look into that a little bit more. If you love reading or audiobooks, check out the Baum books. Check out the words get run together, and that probably didn't sound like what I was actually saying. If you like the Baum, so B-A-U-M, like L. Frank Baum books, so not Baum books. Tripping over my words here. Like I always say, I don't edit my oopses out, and that was definitely one of them. But back to this. Actually, let's go ahead and jump into the trailer on this, and then, of course, we will be talking some more about the movie. And then I want to share with you some thoughts from some other viewers besides myself. So I'll share that with you as well, and, of course, the score. So. But let's check out this trailer.
They told me Oz was just a story. A fairy tale my grandmother dreamed up after the storm.
How do you know Dorothy?
I don't.
Then why are you here? For nearly 20 years. Since I've known her, she can't have said more than 4 words to me.
My mother tried to bury our secret. She called it family madness.
Are you ready for today's session?
But you can't hide from something that knows your name.
Now we'll begin.
She said she saved me. By hiding Oz. Abandoning it. Leaving it to die so that I might live.
Okay, we think we understand Oz. We've seen the original movie, or a lot of us have. I was amazed at so many people that were at this movie the other night that have never seen the original Wizard of Oz. They're familiar with the Wicked movie and Wicked for Good, but they've never seen the Wizard of Oz. And I was like, okay. And then I talked to somebody who'd seen, the only movie that he had seen was The Wiz. And I'm like, that was of all books to judge this franchise on, judging it based off The Wiz, that definitely surprised me. But in this one, if you couldn't guess, for those who are sitting here watching the trailer with me on our YouTube channel, the young lady that we are talking about here is Emily. Now, who is Emily? We're going to get into that a little bit more. And then also this Dr. Appleton also plays a key role in this as well. So be sure to pay attention to the subtle characters here because they're a lot more important than what you might think.
I see their faces, the witches, the patched together creature, the man made of tin, the wheeler.
Stay away from us!
I see the same yellow brick road, the same shadows, voices calling from behind the wind. And Now Oz is awake again. And whatever began with my grandmother is coming back to finish with me.
Now, this lady that you see here, this is Dorothy. The voice of the little girl that you hear is Emily. Emily is Dorothy's granddaughter. You know me, no spoilers ever, but that kind of gives you a little bit of an insight into what's going on here. And of course, as you saw the silver slippers, and you may be thinking, wait, they're not the ruby slippers. The ruby slippers were a Hollywood creation. The original slippers are like what they did in the Wicked movie. They are silver. So this does stay true to the originals in more ways than what you might realize. May have seen that. This said February 11th only in theaters only. This was a one night event, and this will be available on streaming services. I don't know the date that this will be available. But once it is, if you are at all a fan, like I said, of the series, the original books were a lot. There was some darkness to them that really wasn't portrayed in the movies that we've seen. We saw a little bit in Return to Oz. We've seen a little bit with some of the darker side of Wicked, a little bit that took inspiration from the original Baum stories as well. Now, the story of Gale. Well, Gale is not a person necessarily. It is their last name. And I've run into people that didn't even realize that Gale was Dorothy's last name and Auntie M. And so it's Dorothy Gale and then Emily Gale. And no, so why does that matter? Well, we're going to be getting into that with a little bit more with this movie. Now, this Dr. Appleton, she plays a key person because Dr. Appleton is not only Dr. Appleton, she is also another key character from Return to Oz. But there was something in this movie that I just could not get past. She kind of has this strawberry blonde hair. And in this one scene, okay, this is pure conjecture on my part. But Daniel Alexander has got to be a Scooby-Doo fan. Now, why? It's like, what does Scooby-Doo have to do with The Wizard of Oz? But I'd have to ask him that, because there is one scene in the movie that Dr. Appleton is Evil Daphne. Now, what do I mean? Well, she's got the strawberry blonde hair, she's got the purple dress, and she's got the orange ascot scarf. Very just total Daphne-esque. So that is some sort of an Easter egg for something that my brain just cannot wrap its head around. And then, of course, you have the Scarecrow and you have the Tin Man. And then we see Patches. And then, of course, we have the Wheeler, which you can see in the trailer as well. Now, you may be thinking, who are some of these characters? Well, if you're not familiar with the books, then hopefully you'll be familiar with Return to Oz. As soon as I saw this trailer for the first time, I'm like, Return to Oz! And then in one scene, there's even like this clock that you see. And I even said out loud in the theater, I'm like, TikTok! It's like, I was super excited. I'm like, TikTok, yay! I didn't say it that loud, like, because I didn't want to be a disruption to everybody else. But yeah, this just goes into really dark. It's technically horror thriller, but it's more of just the intensity. It's more of just there's nothing gory or over the top that you're seeing here, but it's just the feeling of it. It's just a haunting ambiance. For probably the first third of the movie, I honestly was probably going to give this mid-8s. I mean, I'm like, this is excellent. The middle third, it lost me a little bit. I understood why the story was being told, why it was, and I understood the elements that I was seeing. But at the same time, even though there was this whole like jump scare stuff occasionally with it, and just this ominous, haunting feeling, which if that's what he was going for, you totally get that. But you go from all of this excitement of everything happening to where it's just more of a slow burn, and where you're just kind of working into it. And then just something little happens and it gets your attention, and you hear a noise or you see a shadow. and you just all of this stuff happening at once, and you're like, what is happening? Why is this the way it is? Because even though it's definitely inspired by Return to Oz and then the original stories, this stands on its own just enough. And then, of course, towards the end, it builds and builds and builds until when you realize where the story is going. And it's not as obvious as you might think. Even if you're familiar with the other stories, it's the how this ends and the conclusion that this comes to is going to catch you by surprise. So it's like it goes, yay, and kind of drops down a bit. But then it builds back up just enough. And then it says, Gale will return. And if you, please, I beg you to check this out when it comes on digital, because you'll want to sit into the credits, because there was a bonus scene in the credits that is everything. Let's just say it has to do with somebody green, and I'll let you put the rest of the pieces together on that. But yeah, you don't have to think too hard to put those pieces together. And with the whole thing, Gale will return, I can't wait to see where this goes from here. But if you haven't already guessed, I am giving this a guilty rating. I definitely would not recommend this for younger viewers unless they have somebody there to watch it with them, just because of the whole risk of nightmares, sleep terrors, night terrors, and just kind of all of that. And the references to mental illness. I think nowadays we put too much emphasis on having to put a name on everything. And they have to do that even in the story here. I'm having to just refer to my notes as usual here. But I think they call it displacement syndrome. Yeah, that was the term that they used in the movie. And they just kind of had to label everything, because in this, Dorothy is in this home because basically nobody believed her. Nobody believed Oz was real. Oz was a story. Oz was dangerous. Stay away from it. And the Oz that Baum had originally envisioned is a lot different than the one that we think we know. So I really do challenge you to listen to the audiobooks, read the books, check it out. It might give you an idea what we have yet to come from Daniel Alexander, or kind of what the next step in this thing is. And honestly, I actually hope he responds. I would love to know his kind of take on what my thoughts on some parts of this movie are. I was so excited. I was building this up so high, and I'm just glancing here at my notes again, but I wanted this to be so much because of just my love for those obscure Oz stories and things like that. And so when it first started, it built me up. And then I really having to separate like my thoughts from this from the Movie Deputy Rating Scale. If you're not familiar with the Movie Deputy Rating Scale, you can easily find it on moviedeputy.com's about page. And it is towards the bottom of the screen. Or I actually think I'm going to start adding it at the end of my videos as well. I'm going to try to figure out how to just kind of add that onto there. So if you're not familiar with that. But personally, I'd probably maybe give this a little bit higher score than I'm giving it on the deputy scale, just because of the fact that it goes like here and then down there. There was literally somebody snoring in the kind of the slower part of the movie. I don't know how, with the jump scares and the audio. And I will say the audio in this, it just keeps you on the edge. You're just like waiting. You know that there's something coming, but you can't quite tell what. And those are really interesting, especially when it does that. So, but because of just all of that and the story-wise on this, I am giving Gale Yellow Brick Road a 5.75 out of 10 on the deputy scale. It means it's a decent story, but there's flaws with this. And it's a lot closer to the fact that a 6 on the deputy scale is a good story, some flaws. A 5 is a decent story, significant flaws. And the story is amazing, but there's just some it's not even a continuity error, but I mean, because of the way that the story is told, there's like highs and lows, and it's like it gets your attention and it loses you just a little bit. And it does that enough times that it's a distraction. Personally, I would probably add a whole point to that. I'd probably be a 6.75. out of 10 on the deputy scale, just on a personal level, but critically, staying true to the deputy scale, I am giving Gale a 5.75 out of 10. Now, let's hope that, I mean, that those scores will just continue to go up with movies that will follow after this. That's what I'm hoping. But I do want to share with you, I usually stop and ask people what they thought. The theater that I saw that this in, I saw it in the movie theater like everybody else. But there was probably 50, 60 people in the theater where this was playing. And I was just listening to people as they were leaving. And there were four people who caught their attention. I wasn't really catching a lot of positive comments, which was kind of surprising, but I think none of them had ever seen Return to Oz or knew the books very well at all. But the four comments that kind of just stood with me, and I did not base the score off of any of these comments, it just kind of caught my attention. The one, there was a lady about my age that said, "Oh, I've seen worse." And she said it with about that tone, "I've seen worse." Then a guy, I think he was maybe with her, he's like, "I wish I hadn't come." And he was just kind of grumbling. And I'm just like, okay, we all know the "I wish I didn't come" type of person. Then there was a younger gal, probably about my son's age, probably early 30s. And it was like, "It was good, I think." With the pause, like, "It was good, I think." Like, do you not know if you liked it or not? I couldn't. I was like, that was just as like, and then the very last person to leave the theater, well, second to the last, because I'm always the last one to leave. But it was just really simple. They're just walking down the stairs, and they just kind of stop and stare at the screen. And this is after it's all gone black, like where the credits are done, the after scenes, things are done. And the lights are on in the theater, and just stopped and stared at the screen and went, "Different." That exact tone, just, "Different." And I just was like, he could just kind of turn, look to me, look back at the screen, just, and I just shrugged and off he went. So, okay. It's just one of those things. Like I said, I don't think any of them caught the references to Return to Oz at all. I really don't. I don't think anybody in there had ever even heard of it, which just kind of blew me away on that. So, if you have the chance to check this out, if you are a fan of the Oz series, especially if you are a fan of Return to Oz, this is one that you want to check out. If you have never seen or heard of Return to Oz, check it out. It is a completely different storyline than what you would think of when you think of Oz. But like I said, it does stay true to some of the books. And so I would challenge you to check that out. Now, I didn't forget. I'm going to show you the podcast image here. Here's the poster for Gale. And for the podcast, I did that. And now at the top of the poster, it says Dorothy was just the beginning. And I kind of had to take that out to shrink that down. And so I added that back in, but I matched it to the color of the yellow brick road. Now, does it match the yellow brick road that you're familiar with? No. But it follows with the whole ominous setting that we have here. So, if you enjoyed this and had as much of an adventure on this as I did, please be sure to subscribe and turn on that little notification bell so you get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. Because like with any other stories, I interrogated this thoroughly for its plot and its content. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And as always, I will be back soon. Bye!